champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Welcome back, everybody, to Belt Kings Radio Presents Champions. And today is a special day. Y'all see my face. A momentous day. You still see my face. Because in episode 6, we get to discuss one of my favorite titles of all time. Like Charlotte Flair. Y'all seen her this past weekend, NXT TakeOver on Raw. She is the greatest women's wrestler of all time. And so, in my opinion, is today's title. The Television Championship Belt is here. And as always, I am joined by my host. My kicks are my fix. What's going on, nephew Corey?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, brother? How you doing?
Great, man.
Good wrestling weekend we just had also, by the way. I want that to be known. Mm-hmm. And also join us today, another member of the Belt Kings. If you don't know him, just Google him. I mean, he might show up on a video somewhere on your local news network during WrestleMania time, but I don't know. Welcome to the show for the first time, Belt King. He's on his own right, Mo underscore Eaton on the Twitter. What's going on, Mo?
What's going on? If that's not for your court, can I be long distance, Mo? Can I be a distant cousin, Mo, or something?
Well, today, guys, thank you. Corey came up with this. He did give the hint last week. And up until about 48 hours ago, maybe less, I didn't even ask him, was he sure this is the belt? I assumed this is what he was talking about. And it was the belt he was talking about. And Corey, today's championship title belt we are discussing is which one, my brother?
Let's make sure we give it its proper introduction. The NWA World Television Championship.
that beautiful beam footage, which is the first belt I ever saw as a child that had color leather. Now, I know people will tell me I may have missed. And if I'm wrong, that's why I got you historians with me. Big Goldie wasn't maroon then. It was black, right?
The Big Gold was always brown.
Okay, brown, right.
But the oils and stuff that these wrestlers wear and all that, the wear and tear of the leather, it looks black.
Okay.
But it didn't even turn black until pretty much its last days. And I think it's when they made the new belt that they actually were using maybe in 99 or 2000.
Okay.
That was the black strap. All the other ones, it looked black because it was so terribly tarnished with the leather, but it was always brown.
Okay.
So that one, and then the other one you're probably going to say, which probably I believe came after the NWA Television Championship, was the NWA United States
Tag. Right. Right. Which also gave you red leather. Yep. And for me, so this is probably one of the first color leather belts, at least in my modern memory, in my childhood, that stood out for me. And what also stood out for this belt for me was that in the world of gold titles, it was silver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was silver. That red with that silver meant a lot. And what also meant a lot for me for this title, and we're going to get into the craftsmanship right away, real soon, was we all watch wrestling on TV, right? Yeah. So, you're the television champion. And for me, growing up, this was bigger than any championship there was until later in life when the Intercontinental belt became really important to me. You know, the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship, which we already discussed on episodes of Belt King. But as always, people, to join the Belt Kings crew, you can follow us on everywhere at Belt Kings. You got to have at least 5 belts to be considered a Belt King. All right? That's all we ask. And it's a lot of you out there. And all you Belt Dukes and Belt Knights and Belt Jesters, it's okay. We love you. We are not turning you away. All right? Belt fans matter. Okay? And so because of that, I say 5 belts. Corey is in with the...
Yeah, you know me. Yeah, I'm just like, listen, like, we're all winners.
Take it from a guy that has as many as all of us, okay?
Everybody get a participation award, so...
I don't want my kids to have a participation award, but you know what? You still get them anyway, right? But today's belt is that NWA World Television title, Corey. And maker, belt thickness, give us the info about this. I'm going to say it again, beautiful bean footage of a championship.
So it's so funny with these older belts that don't really have too many replicas out there, like licensed replicas out there. You don't really get the specs too much of these. And that's the kind of main thing that we get on this show is that, you know, we try to give as much information as possible. Sometimes it's just not available. And some of these belts are older, so you don't really get the specifications. So you kind of, not wing it, but, you know, you take an eye approach and you look at it and you can kind of tell what it is. And first of all, the original maker, I couldn't really find, but I know Dave Milliken has made this belt before.
Okay.
So we're going to roll with that one for the time being. He may not be the original maker, but I know he has made the belt before, and he probably made it in the later stages.
Okay.
With the black leather.
Okay.
And we'll get into that. Okay. But this belt, a lot of the NWA belts from back then were relatively small. They were the ones that followed that tradition of, you know, as we talked about in the earlier episodes of belting, with the belts being the world championship being bigger
which made you know that you were the champion, the world champion.
Yes. And so this one was relatively smaller, and you can see a lot of people that held it, you know, it looks smaller, but the prestige with the banners on it that said World Television Champion and the NWA letters, and that to me, in which you may or may not be able to see it, but a lot of people, the cameras that are on the belt, that, like, see, I knew he was going to see it. The cameras that are on the belt, and the probably the favorite part of that belt to me are the side plates. With the network station.
Yes.
On that was the, that's why a lot of people love this belt. That's probably the coolest feature on the belt are the television stations.
ABC, Maurice, I know CBS.
ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Yeah.
And Maurice, I know you've seen this belt before. Is that something you always liked about that belt?
Definitely, because it separated it from everything else. It gave it its own uniqueness along with the silver color and the red strap to it. So it, like I said, it separates it. So we tend to find things that always look the same or follow the same pattern, but they basically broke the mold when they went on in this lane, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you say that it's the just smaller of the belts, right? And you were bringing that up, it made me think of the GOAT of this title. Double A R Anderson. We're skipping. Y'all know how the show goes, right? You're going to get to that. But R Anderson is the GOAT of this belt. And the first thing that came to my mind was watching interviews on TBS and him and Flair. And I just see the big Goldie, huge gold, right? And then small red silver. You know what I mean? Yep. So that was a very big distinction when we went back earlier in past episodes to talk about how when WWE did it with the Intercontinental titles getting smaller for the world titles, identify who's the bigger champion. And that just came to my mind when you said that. More information about the belt, if you have it.
If you notice too, going back to with size, the television title was smaller than the United States title also. And if you go back and looked at that, you could see the tag championship kind of had its own mold. But if you look at the NWA championship, you could see the difference in size going down based on the tiers of the championship. And that belt also with the difference with the red leather and the black leather, I want to say that was switched. I want to say either 89 or 90.
Yeah, it was around 91, 90.
Yeah, okay.
Around
maybe
that time.
90, 91. Yeah, that it switched from the red leather to the black leather. And it was always so cool to see that because, like I said, you didn't see color on championships back then. You didn't. And to see that red belt, you knew. That's why it was so interesting that even though the size differentiated it, the colors of it, knew that was the television championship. You knew it. Like, you could see a silhouette of that belt, and you knew which belt that was. And that's interesting. You could see belts without even seeing it. You kind of know which one it was. And it was funny because the NWA back then, a lot of their belts, like the national championship, they all looked like the Dome Glow World Championship. They just looked different on the front a little bit. But it's so funny how different companies kind of copy the moldings, because I think the WWE or WWE. It's weird that, when we're talking about it, it's so weird that you're so used to saying WWE, but WWF, and it was probably WWF, tag belts almost mirrored the Dome Globe at one point.
To me, the closest belt to this one, I believe it's the, the AW, oh God, Lord forgive me. Hey, help me out, guys, and I apologize. When it came on ESPN.
AWA?
AWA, thank you. AWA title. Was those belts were all similar with that oval swerve, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know people, and for those who are watching on video versus those who are listening to the podcast, we try to hide these titles for you. And I have a question, not a question, I'll give you something, guys. Reason this is a belt that I love, my favorite belt that I didn't have, Corey and Mo, maybe you guys can also add to this, is that this belt was difficult to buy because of the licensing of the NWA. So it wasn't like going to, if I wanted to spend the five or the six, if I was wanting to do that at a wrestling shop or WWE shop, if they sold it, they didn't sell it because at the time, every time I was looking for it, I'm talking about 9, 8, 10 years ago. You know what I mean? They were, I'm going to pay $3,000-$4,000 just to have the NWA on it. Because they just wasn't selling it because NWA was, that's the one company Vince doesn't owe. And they, if I'm right here, right? Mo, you have any validity to that store?
To my knowledge, that's why. And if I'm gonna do that pricing on a belt, I want it to be as close to the look, the original look, and as possible. You know, regardless of what I'm spending on the belt, I want it to look as close to the original as possible.
Absolutely.
Even with today's
belt. Do you think that was a license thing of look or because of the law, like the licensing, like not having the permission or having to pay for the permission also?
Of course. I mean, because it's a money thing.
Okay.
You know, everybody wants that coin at the end of the day. You know, even with some of the belts that's out now, you know, that were quote unquote WWF belts, you know, me personally, I would rather have a WWF on that WWF versus a WWE. Like, you know,
we're going to get into that discussion. Yes. Thank you.
And our group pictures, you know, if when we got posted on websites and, you know, things, they blocked out the WWF logo in certain spots, you know. So, but I preferably want to keep it as close to original as possible.
Yeah, NWA was the stingiest of the as far as the licensing, because their name, it was so etched.
It's important. It's the last name that's held in that too. It's heritage. It's heritage, right? It's that there's WWE and there's NWA. You can say it's NWA. That's the name that's still holding. In wrestling today. Go ahead, Corey.
It always will.
And always will.
It's interesting because the NWA replicas, when they start, for the brief time that it was only licensed through NWA, that they were the ones releasing their replicas, I think the only ones they did were the tag titles and the domed globe NWA champ. But I think those are the only two licensed replicas that the NWA ever released. I don't remember seeing an NWA United States or NWA television.
The world title that your uncle, Dr. D, from the wrestling, Mark Sessions, the firm himself, that's one of his favorite titles. Every time I see him, what was in between that title and, say, this television title that we're talking about now?
Well,
because they both have NWA on it, if I'm not correct, or am I incorrect?
No, they do, but the Dome Globe, that was the one. I mean, that's the original NWA, not the original, but that's the one that you
Harley Race and them, right?
Yep, that was the one that had notoriety to it. So that, and because I believe the NWA, because there was kind of a joint ownership between Flair and the NWA as far as the big gold is concerned.
Okay,
the NWA never had really the rights to release the NWA Big Gold when they were releasing their replicas.
Okay.
Everybody that, you know, when you see NWA replicas, if you see one of those that's a licensed replica from the NWA, they have no affiliation with WWE with their releases of replicas.
Okay.
That was an NWA licensing. So those belts that you see are, and that's why they're so hard to find. And when you do find an NWA licensed replica, much like Maurice touched on with the WWF logoed belts. That's why they're so high in demand, because you had such a short window to buy them.
Right.
And the heritage, like you mentioned, of NWA, of WWF.
Right.
That makes a total difference. And that's what he kind of leaned into with, he wants belts with
more authenticity.
With the F logo on it, for instance, WWF. And because I've had a lot of people ask before, they're like, I want the F. I said, listen, if you just want the design of the belt,
okay,
go ahead and just buy the one with the WWE logo. That's me, because if you're just looking good, because you
want a belt
in your collection,
right,
then go ahead and get the, if you're more specific, and I touched on this maybe a show or two ago, and I had Maurice in mind with this. If you're there's a difference between you collecting just to, you want that belt because you remember when you were a kid, as opposed to, listen, I'm collecting belts. I needed it, like Maurice said, as close to the original as possible.
I like that.
Going after the F. There's a difference. You don't want it. If you're going to spend money and you just want the belt because you want the belt in your collection, get the one WWE sells now with the WWE Legends logo on it.
I like that.
You want the belt in your collection. If you are collecting to have, for the purpose of belts, to have them for the originality, for the, like you know, and heritage is such a good word, because that's what it is. For the heritage of the
belt. Today's word of the day, heritage.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to be wanting to spend that money to have that F on there. It makes a total difference. People like me, you, and Mo, we want the F on there.
Well, no, let me, I blind tag you there, because, again, I say this every week because I honestly mean this. This is why I love this show, because I learn something every single week here. I never paid attention. Now, I've been using the term to promote one of my other shows, 50 Shades of Black and Wrestling Fans. And I have another one, 50 Shades of Belt Collectors, because I just want the F because I prefer the F. I never even paid attention and when that actually happened and took place. Well, with that happening. So that's really, that's crazy. Because I never even paid attention, like, just to even, and I remember when we, like Mo mentioned, and I've seen y'all, everybody's pictures been out there, they'll block it off or they'll take this away. And I thought, because of company reasons, as me being a purchaser, a one who collects belts, who purchases titles, if you will, so to speak, I just think I never paid attention. And now you're saying that, and I'm in my mind the whole time, I'm like, I think most of mine are F's. But I never even took the chance to even honestly look.
Yeah,
to
be honest.
I know the difference. I hear you guys talking. I see what you guys, you know, I hear it, but I didn't pay attention to it. Why it's mind blowing to me right now, because I just wanted that belt, as you said, Corey, because that's the belt I wanted. I didn't even pay attention to, oh, I wanted because it had the F versus the E. When people would point out, oh, you got the F on your belt, I was just like, oh, cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, that's a big
that's a people big that difference know, we see.
That's a big difference. And Maurice, he gets it all the time as well. Like, if you see people with the F on it, people that know are kind of like, oh, okay. Like, that's okay. Yeah. That's kind of
Belt and King, like, stuff said, right here, people. Belt King stuff.
And see, it's not to put down or differentiate somebody if they have the
wing
or the classic IC with the WWE logo on it. Because to be honest, the ones that they make now are way better quality than the rubber, because we bought with the F on it back then. So
ain't that the truth, Ruth?
It is. I try to tell people, if you want the ones, those are closer to. Those are closer to what they were selling back in 2004. We mentioned this.
Say it. Teach.
The ones back then, those Master Series and those replicas, like the series now, it's closer to what you're getting with replicas in the sense of the thickness of plates and things like that. It's closer to what they were selling for $700 back then. But
almost all my belts need re-leathering.
Yeah, and see, yeah, we'll have to get into
almost that literally, and we might have to have a show for the leathering of because you know, as we make this show for collectors of belts and talk about the belts and the history of the belts and things like that. That's a real thing we have here. Like, I'm almost embarrassed to take certain titles out of the house because the leathering is so bad.
Yeah, but the real ones though, but the real ones, like we know how those belts were made. Where if you've got a lot of people get trippy about the, you know, the cracking. And I get
that. Yeah.
But if you know belts and you know how they were doing replicas back then,
yeah.
If I've seen it before at shows, people had that belt on, and I'm like,
yeah,
that's an
original. That's what he's going through.
Like that's a that's a Figures Incorporated replica where the
just, yeah. Figures Incorporated.
Know, back then, you know, it was to us, the quality was great, but as you see belts, you know, evolve of replicas over the years, like those replicas back then are relatively trashed compared to what you're getting now.
Yeah.
But it's that, like Mo said, you know, it's that lineage of you having replicas from back then.
Mm-hmm.
With the F1, it's a total, like for me, I was only going after belts with the F1 unless they only made it with the
mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Maurice.
No, I was agreeing with you. If I could find it, I'm going to get it, you know. So
yeah.
They're becoming harder to find,
yep.
And mm-hmm. especially in my price range.
Understandable. You know,
I have broken my price range 3 times.
I know you have.
I'm about to go up. It's about to go up to 5 times with Brandon, but you know. You know, but it becomes addictive, like you know,
mm-hmm.
but. You just keep pushing, you know. You know what you want, especially if you know it's out there.
Yeah.
Be patient too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, it may not last long.
Teach again.
But you know, mm-hmm. just be patient because it's coming around. You know, don't yeah. be eager to jump on the first thing you see. You know, it's coming around.
Why you think I constantly? My wife be like, "Why don't you?" I'm like, "No." Like Belt King, this is what it is. I'm an OG. I haven't, mm-hmm. you know. Doing this show has revamped my amptness to get back into the collection game. You know what I mean? And so, right. hence the Slammies and the TV title I do have coming. Mm-hmm. Like I say, how many times? I know you probably get tired. Like, dude, just look it up. I say, you're like, what about this belt? What about this title? What do you think about this place? Because so many places will send you. You know, you like you said, but you got to be patient and looking at what's going on. Like I said, years ago, I could have got this belt. And years ago, I almost cracked at 1400 because I told you, I was looking at prices for the title. The lowest I had got was like four, maybe 3200. Mm-hmm. I had found somebody, I think it was AJS at the time. Okay, it was like, mm-hmm. I'd do it for 14. And it was the licensing that was their most, he was like, the license itself was like $900.
Yeah,
by
that's
itself
what it is.
Was the licensing. Mm-hmm. And he was going to do the other thing, you know what I mean? And that's why I currently got mm-hmm. my title coming from now. Okay, I got mine coming from AJS belts. Again, for me, and look for people out here who are listening and watching, I am particular about my finances. You have to be, you know, your finance. You know how you shop. Mm-hmm. I know Mo here is an eBay guy. I've been terrified of eBay my entire life because I got burned twice. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So just be careful out there. Make sure you're doing your due diligence. Hopefully, you have some Belt King friends like I do that you can, you know, throw some their way and have them say yes or no. Because a couple weeks ago, I sent Mo said, don't do that. It wasn't even for me. It was for my boy. And he was like, don't do that. And I was like, give me the link. I said, I can't. Yo, they told me I'd have been really bad if I let you buy that title. So just be careful out there. But let's get into my favorite title.
Ooh, one more small little thing. A little addendum to what you two were saying.
Like
also, please remember that sometimes, know your budget, basically, because sometimes these, you know, quality is going to cost you a little bit. You don't have to go over what you're, you know your budget, but also know if you're getting something, know that you're going to have to pay a little bit sometimes.
Educate them. What do you think's a safe range? And I'm not saying your range. What do you think as someone who wants to collect, as somebody who wants to collect titles, wants to become a belt king, belt queen, belt prince, what's the limit? Because for me, I would tell somebody around 430.
It's different though, mm-hmm. because you can't okay. really baseline right. it.
Okay.
Because you don't know what you're looking to get.
Right.
Yeah. That was what I was about to say. That's exactly what I was about to say.
On low end, mm-hmm. I'ma say 250.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And go on eBay and find something.
You know, I mean, even on the shop when they had it up to 50% off.
Yeah. Now see, so, you know what's funny? We talked about that, Mogers. Remember, I was going back and forth. I was like, do I want this classic IC from shop? Because it was only $200. And I was, because the detail.
A couple weeks ago.
That belt, yep.
Yeah.
The detailing they had on that belt,
mm-hmm.
really, like, if you look at that classic IC replica from WWE shop that they're selling right now, the detailing on that belt is amazing, especially on the strap and everything. Like, that was a nice, but I passed.
That same friend passed on that as well, but wanted to take the one I sent y'all the link for, y'all said no to. And I said to him, I said, dude, that belt's $200. You better, don't tell me, man, I can't. And he was sitting on, he had, you know, not telling his business. Mm-hmm. All right, but you know who you are. At Dice Man Holla on Twitter. You keep saying you want to get one. That was the time, bro. It was $200. And I'm telling you, like, he couldn't afford it. He didn't pull the trigger on it and then regretted it. And then he said to me, ultimately, was his first title, the title he loves the most is the Winged Eagle. And, you know, and so that does take a place on your super fans. When you want your first belt to be that belt, you even if you see a belt that you want to have, it's not the first belt you want.
Is he looking for what color? And this makes a difference. What color strap is he? Is he just looking to have that?
The original Winged Eagle, the straight.
He wants the black strap.
Yep. He
because that belt, the F. That belt goes. Oh, he wants with the F.
With the F. I say the F going to be hard on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be.
Anybody that got it in good condition, go hit him in the head.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I'll put it this way.
I hit you in the head
on the low end for if it depends if you're going custom. Yeah. If you're going to get somebody to actually make you one, it's about five at least.
See, I know he's listening here. Take that advice too.
If you're going for a licensed one from like Figures Incorporated from back then, much like the one you got on your wall, Mike. To be honest, if you're finding one in a good, like new or you know at least lightly used condition, and Mo, I'm sure Mo will agree with me on this, you're probably looking at about at least if you catch a deal, at least. $550, $600
But I think that's a good deal, like you're saying.
That's
now,
still learning, not bad, though.
And that's learning still not bad. The heritage of that title and what that means with that being on there. But guys, television title. NWA. I'm older than y'all. This means a lot to me. This is the one time I'm actually going to throw some weight around here. And I ain't talking about figuratively either. Okay, I'm talking about my age weight. Okay, because I told y'all about Mania next year, I'll be fitting around them belts around my waist. I'm gonna get a belt around my waist without the extra strap. Okay, no extra strap in LA. It's not gonna happen. I'm gonna have to make room for Roscoe and chickens because you know I have to make room for that. I'm gonna be eating a lot in LA. But this television title, and I say when you think about this belt, I think most people would think that it's Arn Anderson that comes to mind. And for me, I think he's the GOAT of this belt. But the person that made this belt for me. The person that actually made me fall in love with wrestling, not just my father set me down in front of the TV and showed me this guy, but for me, it was the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Okay. I knew people had the belt before him, but it was his run for me when he had this belt, when he was battling Tully Blanchard. I'm talking about things that just stick in your head, like my wedding day, it just edged in my head. You know what I mean? And him coming to the ring with Tully. Okay. I'm a black dude in Chicago. Okay, when this is the 90s and you're getting your head shaved, you know what I'm talking about? You're getting CMB is all we got shaved in the back of your head. And Dusty Rhodes, okay, the American Dream, the son of a plumber, is continually showing everybody, I can relate, you can relate to me, shaves Tully in his head in this TV match going into the Great American Bash. And this belt for me, when I seen that at this time, I'd already loved the title. Like I said, it's red. It's my favorite color. I'm a Bulls fan. You see, I got two freaking gaming chairs. They're both red and black. Don't judge me, okay? It's just what it is. I got red and black, green and black. I make fun of you, Corey, for like a lot of different teams, but I so pick my city when I want to between Chicago and Philly. But it's okay. I digress. But I love that title, Corey. And for me, that is the ultimate best match for this belt I had ever seen to this day. And it was bloody. And back then you bled, okay? Especially the Dusty Rhodes, okay?
Bad.
And friend of the program, Tully Blanchard, you bled. And this match was just as hard-hitting. It was about 22 minutes long. And it was probably for me the best title match for the television title and any promotion, any television title there ever was for me, because that's what stuck out to me. Because they were fighting so hard. Because, like I said, there's the world champion. There's Ric Flair. Of course, there's nothing better. Look at his daughter. Her name alone makes her the greatest women's wrestler of all time because she's that good and she has the name, right? So you have things that stick out. And what stuck out for me was this match and what it meant for TV, because it was. I'll emphasize, like, my wife, and I make fun of myself because I'm okay with that. I'm very hard with myself. My wife always says, "Come on, babe, why you gotta be a drumline guy?" And that basically means is that how your shirt says real world versus textbooks, right? I'm more the world than the textbooks. And I'm not afraid of the textbooks. I'm not oblivious to textbooks, but visual learning is what I am. And I would watch TV all the time. And wrestling was on TV. So that belt meant so much to me, Mo. Your thoughts of the television title, your favorite guy who had it, and your favorite match as well after that?
That's a tough question.
You're a young buck.
I'm old enough to remember, but I'm not smart enough to remember.
So, well, I'm not smart enough now to remember stuff that happened 3 weeks ago, so it's okay.
Well, I mean, you have an ailment, so. I would say.
Let me try to jog your memory, Let me jog your memory for you. No jogging? No jogging? Let me jog your memory, all right? And Corey, help me out with this, okay? So we're going back to, I believe, I'm looking for when this title was red, right? And this goes back because it wasn't always red, like Corey said. The first red title for this, if I'm not mistaken, was because it's not the Mike Rotunda. This is not 82. I don't think the title became red until 83, 84.
Yeah, I think it was either 83, 84.
Okay,
you started seeing.
Yeah, because it wasn't Mark Youngblood, right? Tully Blanchard had it first. Tully Blanchard.
Yeah, I think it might have been Tully.
It was Tully. He had it for 353 days. Okay. Then he finally lost it to Dusty Rhodes, who only had it for 43 days after that point, like I said, in Greensboro, North Carolina. Okay. After that, Tully Blanchard got it back. Dusty Rhodes got it back. Then that's when Arn Anderson got his reign with it. All right. The longest. Yep. All right. Arn Anderson had it for 248 days. Okay. Lost it again to Dusty Rhodes. Y'all see where we're going here? Dusty Tully, Arn. Right. Then and this is weird for me because this is when I told you about I was a Hulkamaniac growing up as a kid, right? Say your prayers, say your vitamins. Sure. It took the mega powers exploding for me to become a guy who loved heels. So before that, or right around that, I was introduced to Nikita Koloff. The Russian sickle himself. Okay, forget the clothesline from hell, and I like JBL's clothesline. I'm sorry, but ain't nothing ever gonna be worse than a Russian sickle. Nothing.
Yeah.
Mike Rotunda and the Varsity Club. This is when you say, oh, wrestling can be what I do at school too? So everybody at school who makes fun of me for watching wrestling, I can incorporate that? This is what made me go out for the wrestling team when I saw Mike Rotunda and the Varsity Club come on the scene. Rick Steiner has his belt. Mike Rotunda again. Then Sting finally gets it. One of my favorite wrestlers of all time, the Great Muta, gets this title. And what I like about this title, Corey, back to Arn Anderson. About this title that sticks out for me the most, Corey, is that honestly, I didn't like half the guys on that list that had that belt. But because they had that belt, I paid so much attention to them, Corey.
I mean, the match quality that everyone had it, you know, the match qualities was always good. You know, regardless if you like the person in it or not, the work in the ring and that stories was, you know, storylines was always good behind it.
Right. Because they were fighting for the blood of this title. The blood. Yes, this has truly had blood, sweat, and tears on this title. I just think it meant, like, we mentioned back.
They made it relevant. You know, they made it as relevant as your world title. You know, I mean, some things that you really don't see nowadays, but
at all.
You know, they pushed that title to the glass ceiling.
That's what Adam Cole does to me today. Adam Cole cares for that title to me like I haven't seen in a while. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that from Adam Cole. And correlating that to when we were talking about a couple episodes ago about how what that belt means to you based off who had that title. And we spoke about our Mount Rushmore. And I said Macho Man and Bret Hart made that Intercontinental belt feel like it was so important. So I loved it because, like, this television title, again, I respected Mike Rotunda and them because I was doing, you know, wrestling in school at 145 pounds. Okay. So it was like cool to see, like, oh, I can do that. You know what I mean? And then seeing the dog face gremlin at this time, who I was, you know, I had already knew coming over from UWF. And being the older guy, and then seeing, you know, Arn Anderson, who I couldn't stand Arn. I'm a Dusty Rhodes guy. I hated the Four Horsemen so much. Like interviewing them, but one thing that stuck out to me when I interviewed Tully Blanchard was like, yo, you were supposed to hate us. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I couldn't stand you guys. But this title, it was just so pretty. It was so important to those wrestlers. It made me fall in love with this title. Corey, go ahead.
Well, what's funny, Mike, is that we always talk about how, you know, the Intercontinental Champion, it always felt like that secondary title was like the workhorse title. Mm-hmm. What funny, the television title was really the workhorse title.
Wait.
As opposed to the United States Championship back then. Because the United States Championship, that was like your dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. They're going to make you world champion.
Yeah, maybe not. It wasn't a workhorse title. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was. The workhorse title was the TV title. Championship. Because those were the – listen to the guys you were just saying. Your Rick Steiners, your Arn Andersons, your Tully. These were the guys that were good in the ring for real. I mean, not that anybody else wasn't good in the ring.
Right.
Realistically, your United States champions, those were your guys. You were getting ready to try and see, okay, are we getting ready to put them in a program with Flair, Rick, mm-hmm. to make them the world champion? The television title was – go out there for 10, go out there for 15 minutes, have the match of the night, you know, from a technical standpoint. And that's what you got.
Was the TV title the Cruiserweight Division for WCW and Monday Night Show that kept all the attention?
Dare I say, you're right. No, but that's a great comparison.
That's a shot.
That's not a shot.
The NWA Television Championship then is equivalent to how the Cruiserweight Division
you had the Jerichos. I became a Jericho fan because of the Cruiserweight Division. Lionheart.
Those were your guys.
Those were the best guys. Only guy I never liked from that division, I know everybody's going don't like it, is I've never been a fan of a Man with a Thousand Holes. Sorry.
I'm not a Malenko fan. Fair enough. That's fine. And so, but no,
that may be a shot, but I'm just joking.
that was the belt. That was the title. So absolutely that was what you got your good matches out of your good workers from.
Your favorite guy with this title, because as I went over the list, we do our homework on the show, trust me, we do. I don't want y'all to go stat check me, and I got your questions and comments coming in a second from the show. Thank you for all your comments and things on our social media at Belt Kings, and you can check out every episode on every single podcast network. But one of them that actually stuck out was I was like amazed that Magnum TA didn't have this title, because I was shocked. I was like, you know, as I look for the pictures and to put up for bless you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm putting his name. It's like, he never was the television title holder.
Because if you think about it, Mike.
He had the U.S. title. He was the guy they were grooming it for Flair, like you just said.
Bingo. Magnum TA was the next guy. And
Yeah.
He was the next guy they were going with. So you didn't need him to be television champion. He was already a commodity. And that was the difference too, because if you look at some of the later 80s champions, they were guys that, okay, we know we got some buzz with them. Mm-hmm. Put the TV title with them first and see where we can go. You know, even though Steve Austin didn't become world champion in WCW.
Yeah, he was TV champion.
And he was U.S. champion.
Yeah.
Same thing with Sting. Sting is probably the number one guy that I say they put him through the rigors of stepping
his belt.
Because they made him TV champion. Then and it's funny. He went TV champion and I think then world champion as far as, because he became United States champion much later. But that was the point. But Sting was a guy that they knew they had something with, but they weren't hot-shotting him just yet.
Not at all. And teach them right this on this one, Corey, and I'm sorry for the blind tag, because
you talked about
earlier between the difference between the belts, right? Mm-hmm. And around the last person with the Rick, we talk about Steve Austin, and I even put him in the pictures. I'm glad the title kind of stayed the same, I'm sorry. But the name changed at that point. Okay, so even though the belts are out there, they're the same belt. And this is what I told you a couple shows back as well. Is I, even as a fan, was confused because the title stayed the same, although the company was being called WCW.
Yep.
So the belt is still in question in what we're talking about for certain guys had it, because Steve Austin had this title. It just said WCW.
I want to say Steve Austin, I think, is one of the few that I believe Steve Austin was both NWA television champion
and WCW. Yes, you are correct. Champion. You are correct.
So it's interesting because that whole early 90s was such just a cluster for WCW, NWA, because you knew they were just the television champion, best champion, but you didn't really know how to address it, because even the announcers never really addressed it as WA television champion or you were just the world television
champion
or the United States champion. They never put the acronym with what organization you were representing. So it was all confusing for fans. But I believe you were asking me, you know, my favorite with that championship.
Yes.
To be honest, it's as a historian now, mm-hmm. it's really Arn Anderson with that.
Okay.
By far. I mean, he's probably number one on the Mount Rushmore anyway.
He is. It's just not my number one with the belt. It's Dusty.
Close second. Close second is Tully. I like the horse between the two horsemen having him.
Yeah.
They
always had that or the tag team belt. It didn't matter. Yep. They was gonna have one of the three.
They always had
them all. What are we talking about? The horsemen had all the titles. Yep. Okay, they had all the titles. Security mode.
Did Barry Windham ever had that one?
Yeah. Barry Windham was television champion too.
He was.
I don't know if he had that
He didn't
one,
have this belt. He didn't have this belt. What he also was a lot was the U.S. tag team champion and the U.S. champion. And, you know, Barry Windham being in he's in my top 15, top 20 wrestlers of all time for me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that one's the one I knew. I don't know much, but I knew that one. All right.
Yeah. I believe he was. So,
do you have a favorite match for this title? Because, I go back to Greensboro, North Carolina as a kid watching Dusty and Tully. And like you said, Tully for you being, you know, one and him and Arn Anderson. Their matches was great. And for me, like I say, your match, mine's that one, Greensboro, North Carolina.
You know what? I just watched this recently because I'll sit, you know, as we're all in the house during these, I've just thrown random pay-per-views on.
Okay.
My son and a good match that I saw was from the first Super Brawl with Bobby Eaton and Arn Anderson for the television championship.
Beautiful, Bobby. You just shower me with wrestling compliments today, aren't you? You got Barry Windham, Bobby Eaton, Dusty Rhodes. This is the greatest show so far. Y'all have some fix. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Bobby
Eaton
could go, though.
Bobby Eaton could go. And still never a fan. Never like a fan, though. You know what I mean? Like, I tell people, like, in the modern day, like, I'm not a Taker guy, but I'd still go for Taker, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? But I'm not a Taker guy. I'm not a Bobby Eaton guy, but even then I was like, yo, Bobby Eaton can go. He had everything. The mullet, that the original leg drop off the top rope was just impressive.
My last name.
Oh, your last name?
Yeah.
His last name.
That was my initial draw to him. So
Martha, where do you know that name? Eaton. That's where I know that name. I got you. Go ahead, Corey.
That match right there, it was, you always associate, at that time, you were mostly associating your Arn Andersons and your Bobby Eatons with tag team wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
See them go out there and put on such a great singles match, you were like, oh my goodness, and Bobby Eaton became television champion.
You said Super Brawl 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super Brawl 1, the original first one that was in May, I believe, of 91.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, May of 91. That was, that was a great match.
That's a good one. I'm going to have to go back and watch that because my son does that with the network. Like, I just go to the network and I just like, I didn't watch that match. They just literally, it'd be like a whole list. And I'm like, dude, will you watch over? No, I don't watch over Baby Rude. I just go watch a certain match. Like, how do you know what match is good? I just fast forward and stop. if that's what you want to do, enjoy yourself. That's what the network is there for. Heck, you know, so, so did we jog anything there for you, Mo? You remember these great television world heavyweight champions.
I mean,
it had ABC. That's my favorite network, by the way. So ABC, if you're listening and you want to sponsor this show, I'm okay with that. You know, we're just wrestling fans trying to, you know, not have to pay for WrestleMania.
Oh, man.
Go ahead and donate all you want to, ABC. Go ahead, Mo.
I mean, for me, like, I wish I would have had time to do some research into it. Last week was
that's fair.
Stupid busy for me, work-wise.
But, living.
I mean, just to stay safe side, you know, the way I know I'm talk about something that I know I'm talking about, I'm going to just stick with like a staying rule to, you know, throughout it, you know,
and you
instant classics, you know, so that I'll stick with that. Just
can't go wrong with that.
I'm not going to highlight it just because I can't highlight it.
Right.
But
right.
I know it's a safe answer right now.
Can we get a cosplay Great Muta?
From who?
Yeah, from who?
Well, I'm too big to be the Great Muta. Well, not
I'm too young. Be a great movie.
You too what?
I'm too little.
You too little? Yeah, you too short. Mo, you actually have the bill, Mo.
My hair not long enough.
Yeah. He went bald sometimes.
Yeah. The only cosplay I'm doing
I get a win.
I can only be Kofi Kingston now. So
really? I like it. I like it. You do got the, you gonna bring that back though?
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know.
Unfortunately, it's hard to cosplay as a black man.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
hard.
You can't be limited.
You're very limited, yo.
It is. You know, every time I make my WWE 2K character, everybody always goes, "Why you do like Bad News Brown?" Like, come on. I'm bald head with a beard and I'm chocolate. I got to look like Bad News Brown, but that's the cosplay I can pull off, though. You know what I mean? But like, we're very limited in what we can cosplay, because I would do Owen Hart in a heartbeat. Okay, I am not a nugget. I would do that, just go around screaming it all single day long. But you mentioned the Great Muta and Sting, and this is when, honestly, I started to notice how good Sting was. Also,
yeah, that's when you, yeah.
Okay, because again, we talked about this before. I'm not the biggest fan of the Sting that became the Crow. I don't get me wrong. I love the gimmick. I think it was great. It was, the storyline was amazing. I loved it. But my Sting was, that was my Sting. The guy who I saw with RoboCop. Okay, yeah. that was my guy. And this was proven to me coming from, again, you being a UWF fan. I remember the Blade Runners with him and the Ultimate Warrior and them splitting and one going that way and one coming this way. So when I saw Sting, you know, being built as to how they were big guys, I didn't know he could go in the wrestling ring. Okay, because to me, the difference between WWF and NWA was those were big guys that were bigger than life characters, right? Versus these were people that I could see anywhere, and they were doing things to me that were amazing. It was just different for me. It was like, that was my comic. WWE was my comic book. You're right?
So, but the big guys in NWA left the ground. That was
the difference.
Guys in WWF, they did not leave. If you were a big dude, you did not get on your feet.
Mean Mark Callis, to me, is I was a Mean Mark Callis fan. So when he became the Undertaker, maybe that's why I have that. The heart punch to me was real, damn it. It was real to me, damn it.
It was real.
It was real to me.
It was real.
Okay? This man was like, for those, I'm going to give a little, this is the belt show, right? We're talking about belts. Look, you take that hand, you put it back here. You got to put it all the way back. Make sure the fist is behind the chest. When you hit him in the chest, no Papa Shango needed. It hurt. Okay? It was real to me. As my wife comes in the room, hey, baby. But I love this title. I love that match. And that time for Sting for me, Corey, was just, that's when I got to see Sting. He had this belt 156 days. That's a great run with this title.
I think Sting and Muta went in Baltimore, Maurice, at the Bash. And
at the Bash, yeah.
They did. Look at
y'all. For the television, Sting was television champion. I think he was out there. I think he was accompanied by Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert at that time.
I mean, that's when Baltimore was known for holding the Bash.
you just mentioned another one of my all-time favorites is Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Yep. Okay, people say Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. The slingshot suplex to me was life.
Yeah, nah, Eddie Gilbert was like that. He was a big star. A lot of people don't, because Eddie Gilbert unfortunately gets lost in that NWA lore that you had. Or Funk, Muta, you know, Sting, all those guys. Eddie Gilbert was a great, and I don't mean in the negative way that people say it sometimes. Eddie Gilbert was a great hand in that.
Yes, he was. He was.
And
Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, but that match, going back, you said with Sting and Muta, I became a Muta fan because of that as well. Again, this is what I'm actually learning to not like the characters of my comic book, right? Because people are like, when it comes to Marvel and DC, I was always a cartoon guy. Right. Again, I'm a visual watcher. So my comic book with WWE and stuff like that. But then I'm watching Mood. I'm like, oh, wow, I can see this guy. His character is really at this point. I'm watching character development and I'm seeing characters that are, you know, that I can relate to that was real to me. Damn it. Right. And so you see this and he's spitting the miss out. You know what I mean? And you don't understand what he's saying, but he's you know, being a Bruce Lee fan. Great 50 for 30, by the way. And he's just looking amazing again, fighting for this title.
And Muta was doing stuff at that time that we hadn't seen. He was introducing new style into even with Sting, like they really gave him a platform, you know.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
You know,
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
You know, and with even with the release of, what's that, the Sting little documentary they just put on the network last week, That highlighted a good portion, you know, in a short time of Sting, the face thing. I'll say that the face thing, you know, with the blonde hand things of that nature.
That's the least they can do. That's the least they can do for Sting over there.
I mean, but it was in the short session of it. It was a lot of information poured into it. So for people that really don't have background into Sting and what, you know, what he put out behind the scenes, like, that was a good thing. I mean, he worked for it in the ring too, though.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely. Yeah, that's so funny we're talking about this. That's so funny we're talking about this belt because it's funny. Mike likes this television title. I love this one. But probably for some weird reason, I don't know what my infinity was with the version that came after this. Okay. I don't know what it was, but I loved that championship.
Well, good. Don't get this one then, y'all. don't get this one. All right.
Yeah, I still might get this one.
But I know you would. That one, that one I sent you was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. And I was going to pull the trigger right then and there. And then I said, one of y'all mentioned to me about AJ, and that's when I inboxed them, and you know what I mean. And so, you know, that's what I'm used to. That's where my belts come from. That's when I go ahead and get, you know, get it back from him. But so let me just say, so we got our favorite matches. Your favorite match, favorite guy, my favorite guy. Mo's gonna play the safe role, which is okay, but he's here to talk about the belts. My, you still gonna have who the best guys you've seen with this title? The Mount Rushmore, we do it every week. I can't say the worst champion I've seen with this title. Probably Z-Man. I hate that I put that there.
Oh, why would you say that? Because he was actually really – he was one of those guys. Once again, as I mentioned, you weren't really making a world champion just yet. But the guy
was – trying to.
They were pushing.
And what we talk about guys being shoved down your throat, and I always say, hey, there's no champion ever that hasn't been shoved down your throat. So when people say, oh, they're giving me too much Roman. No, they gave you too much everybody. That's what wrestling does, okay? At this time, I didn't like seeing him so much on TV as they were pushing him so hard. It just didn't work for me.
He was WCW's sexiest man at that time.
To me, Montel Part 2 is what I thought.
That's what they named him. I forgot what clash that was, but I just thought it was the silliest thing watching now. But back then, that was a thing.
Yeah.
And of course, my favorite and yours, Missy Hyatt, named him. Missy was a great addition for WCW at that time. She really was. You weren't seeing that type of woman in wrestling at that time. So she was very unique. So
she was between her and Baby Doll to me, like Miss Elizabeth's my girl, but Baby Doll and Missy Hyatt to me, along with Sensational Sherry, might be the best valets in wrestling. For me, and that's why I'm loving Selena Vega's work. I'm loving Selena Vega's new work. I think she's gonna. I wish they keep that stable together. I hope they do. But we're talking about the television title. We brought up Magnum TA, and I didn't want to get away from saying this because I like bringing up things that makes reference points at that point. And this point was that's why I love Hangman Page, the throwback. He reminds me of that Magnum TA kind of guy. And that future, we're talking about the future of businesses is why I brought it back. And I think he can be that guy he's the best star in AEW to me. And I just can't wait for him to really just explode on the scene.
I remember Marco Stunt?
Oh, come on. But you know what, though? Nobody is doing right now what he's doing, which is why he has a spot. And he's doing with his spot the absolute most you can do with his size and his appearance. He's doing the most of what you can do with that. So he's definitely big ups to him because he's for a guy that's like 5'2", 5'3", or whatever, 130 pounds or whatnot. Mm-hmm. He's nobody else in the business looks like him. Like not Rey Mysterio, not it. Nobody looks like Marco.
Nobody looks like you, Bobby. Pose for him, Bobby. Show him, Bobby. No one looks like you, Bobby. I love that, by the way. And shout out to MVP last night for that Shaq Gasball shirt. I need to get it. I want to get it. All right. I got mine from Collar and Elbow. All proceeds go to Shaq's family. But Mount Rushmore, Corey, for the television title.
Oh. Let's see. Arn Anderson. Dusty Rhodes. Tully Blanchard.
I think it's pretty easy.
And once again, this is where every week never fails. You get to the fourth and you're like, here's my fourth, Steve Austin.
There's nothing wrong with that. He had a legitimate run with this title. Same belt, guys. Conway just changed names, but you didn't know that. Great run with that title. For me, I have no cartoons with that. But of course, I'm going to mimic the three, Arn, Tully, Dusty. My torn is between Sting and between Nikita Koloff.
Fair enough. Right?
Because I'm going to say Koloff because in the midst of everything was going back and forth, he was the guy who they implemented into the Horseman. And for me, that gimmick of Long, when he was counting them down. Horseman, you're crooked. All that, I'm going to go with Nikita Koloff.
Fair enough.
But for my Mount Rushmore, I love that. I'm just sorry. That guy, he put that chain around his arm. That title run was impressive. And he was beating guys. He was a television champion. He's getting, you're watching, what's it called on Saturdays?
TBS? Worldwide.
And he's, no, not worldwide. That's the one that came
out. Saturday night.
He's beating these guys in 40 seconds. And you know what I mean? For this title, and you're just talking a great promo after it. Mo, can you give us one?
I was going to mimic the three and hoping you took somebody else because I was going to say Nikita Koloff for the four.
But you can put in, you can add it. I second it if you don't, which I already did the first hit. But you got Sting and you still got the great Muta to me that's in that ring. Even the Mike Rotunda, but you don't probably remember that run though. So that's okay from you.
Mike Rotunda and Rick Steiner.
Run was really good. Rick Steiner, they never trusted him enough because of the gimmick.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like he would have the belt for 60 days, 2 months, and he'd have him lose it. Yeah, he'd get it back. He's always contention for it. Always use that JR line about the antagonist versus the protagonist. You know what I mean?
Rotunda was roughly a year almost?
Yeah, almost a year. Yeah. Almost a year. So we had 335 days was one run with it. Then he got it back. Yeah, he's had Rotunda had it for a while. I remember that's why Rotunda even got it because they were in the middle of the Varsity Club breaking up.
Yep.
Okay, Varsity Club being Danny Spivey, Dr. Death Steve Williams, Rick Steiner, and Mike Rotunda with the manager being Kevin Sullivan. So a group for me that stood out, which that's why I thought was going to come back before he got injured with Chris Nowinski. And then I thought they were going to redo the Varsity Club. And I still am waiting on them to do something like that. Like, historians, that was the word today, historians, right? That's where you will keep wrestling fans happy forever. It's the history. You have to build a history for us to have, right? So
you can definitely do it because, I mean, even like Varsity Club, you know, somewhere in that area is always going to be relevant because you still have those collegiate kind of wrestling and things of that nature. I mean, you had Alex Riley come in. You could have done something in that.
I thought it was going to be Alex Riley, as a matter of fact.
Even if you didn't have him wrestle, you could have had Matt Stryker be somewhat of a mouthpiece to it, you know? So even
at one time, though,
in it, you know, I think he would have been the breakout in that, you know, kind of.
Think about this, guys. At one time on that roster, you had Nowinski, Haas, and Benjamin. And Lesnar.
It was going to be,
You could have
Before Team Angle came, I thought even could have threw Angle in that mixture to be their leader even. I thought it had so much promise with that. And you know, this is what hurts me about WWE, in no disrespectful way. I've been always upset that they never took advantage of bringing in a television title. It just never made sense to me. Like, to me, that's one belt that makes sense in wrestling because you're on television.
But they had a European title in the sense. They acted as. But you wanted actual television. I get it.
Yeah.
But their television title was the European Championship.
Gotta have a TV title, Vince. All right? You gotta have a TV title.
So who do you think present day could carry it?
Could tell the TV title?
A television title? Oh, right, easy. Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Big E Langston and bring back the five. Bring back the five with Big E Langston. Easily.
Somebody I'm going to say.
Or my new favorite guy, I'm sorry, who Angel Garza, I'm sorry, right now, to me, is the best in WWE.
He's very good.
Say they don't understand what I see in him. And I say because they want to compare the Spanish God to Eddie Guerrero. No, he has nothing on Angel Garza. What he does with Charlie Caruso in the back, and we talk about Charlie right? And then those are my two, Big E and him. Those are just their personalities, and they're good at what they do. It's just amazing.
I'm gonna go different, just because I know obviously one would be Cesaro, Everybody deserves all nice things.
He does.
He does in the ring. But somebody else I would say would be a good television champion for what we're talking about, what the television championship was. Chad Gable.
Shorty G?
That's what I was going to say. Chad Gable, not Shorty
Chad Gable,
G.
not Shorty
G.
I know what you meant. Chad Gable.
I thought you were going to say, you know, since you were shouting me with wrestling compliments today, I thought you were going to say Dolph Ziggler. Right?
No, because Dolph is already established.
Good point. It's such a workhorse. And he doesn't get no respect at having it.
Oh, no. He's above for what we're talking about, what a television title was.
I just wanted to say, I think he's above.
Understandable. But no, Chad Gable is probably the perfect television champion. He's the guy you can get behind, and he's the guy that he will pull off good matches. And it's okay that he beats guys because it's the television championship. I'm not saying for what it was back then as far as grooming to be world champion. I'm not saying United States championship on him, but a television championship would easily elevate him to where you would believe him becoming United States champion after a television title run.
See, and to your point, Knox, with Ziggler, he'd be a good chaser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Know, because because with him being so established and things of that nature, he forces you to step your level up, you know, and hold that mantra. So that was my answer.
Would this be a belt that you would hope that they would put on, say, NXT? Or would this be a main roster television title if they were to bring this title?
NXT, they've got their North American Championship.
So that's their TV title.
I'm looking for the name.
See the mistakes they've made? North American Championship. Television title sounds a lot better, Vince.
Well, NXT wasn't on television.
They are now.
I mean, they are now.
And they're on networks. They're on someone's TV.
He said, for how long? Here's what I'm surprised. Here's what I'm surprised at, guys, that we're talking about television championship as far as the name television championship.
Yeah.
As far as between all the brands, and, you know, they can go ahead and have this idea if they want. Why hasn't there been a WWE network championship?
Because they were too busy making those Facebook matches.
Because everything that's on the network, you could have a network champion. You already do main event on the network. You do superstars. That title could circulate between. That's really your belt that you could circulate between all the brands is a network championship.
That'd go. That's as close as I like that better than North American.
I'm saying if they're not going to do television, they could do network.
I love Keith Lee. Nothing against Keith.
You keep the North American and get rid of the 24/7.
You just do that too. People thought they were doing that, and they bought the 24. People thought, TV title.
Yeah.
People thought TV title, and then they brought the 24/7 belt. And the first thing that came out of you belt collector's mouth was, "I don't like it, but I buy it." The first thing folks said.
Who's in the chat? Whoa!
Somebody said
you on a hell of a sale for me to buy.
You would still own it though one day.
No, I never liked it. I don't even like the concept of it.
No. The concept, it's nothing but the hardcore title. It's nothing but the hardcore, you know.
But it can't be hardcore now.
It can't be hardcore, right. Yeah. Before we got here,
everybody getting pinned with roll-ups off of it.
All roll-ups, the roll-up title. All right, they can get some sponsorship by Fruit Roll-Ups, right? Because that's how many roll-ups they do with that belt. The most dangerous move in wrestling. Shout out to King Von Jr. who said Dusty, Arn, Tully, and Muda. Would be his four. Shout out to Miss Clemens, who says Arn, Tully, Dusty, Steve Austin.
Let's see.
Shout out to Weekly Blitz Podcast, Mr. Big Rick, who says Arn, Tully, Muda, Sting.
Okay, fair enough.
How y'all have Dusty on this list? Oh, it's because I'm older than all y'all. That's what it is. I'm older than all y'all. I get it.
Fuck these people, Liz.
No, I'm not. And shout out to Chris. The Real CP Platt on Twitter also said, give him Arn, Tully. I'm sorry. I hit the button. Arn, Tully, Dusty, and Sting. I like that, too. Again, like we always say, you really can't go wrong. You're okay? It's just personal to me with this belt. Once episode 7 comes and ain't about the TV title, I will digress back to the guy I've made for this show. But Mike Knox had to come out. The real Mike Knox had to come out for this belt because I cannot wait till this belt gets here. When it comes, we might have a part two so I can just show it on camera. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. But until then, you can find Corey at – where at Corey's? I don't want to mess it up, which I know I got it right today.
My kicks are my fix.
Boom.
Yeah.
And Mo underscore Eden, you're on every single social media. But, you know, this whole show, you sat back like you were at your other job, like security. You should have seen your face. When you see your face, that's how you look when you're at work.
Hey, that man, oh,
I'm at work.
What's wrong with you?
I know. I'm at work. I mean, like, I haven't learned how to tone my face out yet.
No, it's fine. That's your face is your face, brother. Even God gave you that face. Saying, hey,
like, I know ain't nothing happening in this house, but I'm constantly looking around.
You so, got to. You know, got to.
But, yeah, it is what it is.
I'm
going to be better prepared next week. I'm going to do my research next week. I got some downtime.
Oh, I got some downtime, dude. Listen, I might be finally going back to work after 144 days. So,
Well, how about this? Maurice, if you're committed to next week, then how about we let him pick the championship we talked about?
How about that? See, that means as of right, did you say no?
I said no.
We never tell him on air what to tell us because we don't know on air what to tell us.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
Even though last week he gave us a heck of an Easter egg, and I was right about the Easter egg when he was like, when you said your favorite belt, I was like, oh, he said one of your favorites. So I was like, okay, well, he knows it's one of my favorite. I've been plugging y'all, which, how about this title? You know, but I don't want to be the one who does it all. But I love it. I love the ideas. I thank you guys for coming on. I love this show. Guys, Spotify, Google Plus, or Google Podcast, or I don't know, whatever podcast, iHeartRadio. You can listen to it on Sirius XM, I believe, somewhere down the line. Right? Wherever you are, we're there. Just follow us, guys, and spread the word. Listen, this is a show for wrestling fans by wrestling fans who love wrestling belts. It's really that simple. Nothing more, nothing less. We're all the same. Belt Kings, we are here, and we thank you for being here today, guys. We'll see
be on the lookout
week.
For the shirts coming soon.
Boom!